Hey there, Sexology listeners. This episode is brought to you by Quince, your go-to for affordable luxury. I have to tell you about my latest find, the champagne silk dress from Quince. It's perfect for date nights, especially in the summer. It looks so expensive and feels like a dream, but you won't believe how affordable it is. Quince is all about high-quality fashion and home goods at a price that won't break the bank. How do they do it? The unique manufacturer-to-consumer model cuts out the middleman, bringing you premium products straight from the factory floor. With Quince, you're not only saving money, but also making a sustainable choice. Plus, they offer free shipping and a 365-day return policy, so you can shop with confidence. Check out their amazing selection at quince.com and grab free shipping plus 365 days at quince.com/sexology. Upgrade your wardrobe without the guilt. Thanks to Quince.
Welcome to Sexology, a podcast that untangles the science of sex and pleasure. And now, with this week's episode, your host, clinical psychologist, Dr. Nazanin Moali.
Hey there, it's Dr. Nazanin Moali, your host on the Sexology podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that impacts millions, erectile dysfunction. It's often a hush-hush subject, but our guests are smashing those barriers and shedding light in this issue. But hey, before we kick things off, let me tell you why we're tackling this topic today. I recently put together a course that explored different aspects of male sexual health. Probably you heard me talking about it. It was called Optimal Performance. We were focusing on the anxiety around unpredictable erections. It was eye-opening to see how much men's quality of life was affected when they faced challenges with erection quality. That's why I wanted to dedicate this episode to equipping you with some practical tools to navigate such situations if you or your partner ever face them. To craft this episode, I reached out to five of my top sexpert pals and pitched them the idea. They shared their top tip through audio clips. After reviewing those, I threw in two more tips of my own to ensure we cover all the bases for your success in this journey. But before we dive in, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor, FirmTech. As a psychologist and sex therapist, I'm always exploring cool ways to boost sexual wellness. Let me share something mind-blowing. FirmTech's Tech Ring. Worried about bedroom performance? Curious about what works best for you with meds, supplements, exercises, and diets? The Tech Ring isn't your average cock ring. It's the world's first smart one that goes on and off easily with their patented hook and loop closure. Picture this. Track it to hack it, then adjust your dosage. With a Tech Ring, guys can access their erectile fitness score to keep sexual wellness in check and address erectile issues. It's not just for sex. Wear it overnight to monitor nighttime erections for insight into heart and sexual health. The Tech Ring monitors firmness, length of time, and more in the heat of the moment, revealing how factors like relationships, meds, subs, and alcohol impact your performance. Tested it with my partner, and it's a game changer. Easy to use, more pleasure, and intense orgasms. For top performance, the FirmTech Max PR, their non-tech ring, enhances pleasure and endurance. Let's be honest, rings trump pills for most guys, according to FirmTech. Safe, comfortable, and easy to use, smooth texture that glides on effortlessly and closes easily with their loop and hook. If you ask me about a cock ring, chances are I've recommended FirmTech. Try for insight into sexual health and performance and pleasure, and you'll love it. They offered a discount code for our sexology listeners. So head over to the link below, type sexology, and it's going to give you 10% off of their product. Now, let's meet our awesome guests who will be with us today. First off, we have Dr. Eric Fitzmedrud, a therapist specialized in relationship and sexual matters in the San Francisco Bay Area. Eric guides men in enhancing their sex lives by addressing emotional regulation, sexual entitlement, and boosting consent skills. He was in our show. He talked about his recent book in the show, and you can find all of the information related to Dr. Fitzmedrud in our show notes.
This is Dr. Eric Fitzmedrud. One of the most common sexual complaints that I see from men is about their erections. Men, if you have firm nighttime erections but are experiencing difficulty getting or maintaining erections with a partner, the cause is likely to be psychological. I'm going to share the three most common psychological causes of erectile difficulties I see and what to do about them. Some men experience difficulties with erections during partnered activity because the mental or physical stimulation they're receiving isn't a turn on. Think about what turns you on. What are your fantasies during solo pleasure? Can you incorporate those types of arousing experiences in your partnered sexual behavior? Number two, some men experience difficulties with erections during partnered sex because of relationship problems. If your partner is harsh or critical of you, in or out of the bedroom, you may not be able to relax enough around them to get or maintain your erection. In this case, the problem isn't your penis. Listen to the wisdom of your penis and fix the relationship problems first. Number three, the most common psychological reason I see for men to experience erectile difficulties is worry or anxiety. There's a negative cycle that men can get into. He has difficulty with his erection one time, then worries about it the next time. That worry prevents him from getting an erection the second time. Then he worries that something is wrong over and over. The solution is to come into the present moment, focus on the physical sensations of temperature, texture, and pressure. Now that I've offered three top psychological causes of erectile issues that I see in my practice, here are my two recommendations. If you are experiencing erectile issues, get a complete physical from your regular physician. It doesn't hurt to make sure there isn't a medical cause. My second recommendation is that if you're facing depression, anxiety, OCD, ADHD, PTSD, or substance use, and also erectile issues, please consider working with a qualified mental health professional who has experience working with sexual issues as well. Those mental health issues can cause erectile difficulty, and solving the underlying mental health issue will be more effective than focusing on your penis. Finally, one word of caution. Carefully consider all your options and get a second opinion from an endocrine specialist before pursuing testosterone replacement as a treatment for ED. Testosterone supplementation benefits don't tend to last and can have long-term consequences, including shrinking your testicles and reducing your body's ability to produce testosterone on its own. Men, whatever the cause of your challenges with ED, they do not determine whether you can experience or give pleasure to your lover. You have a mouth, your fingers, toys, and most importantly, your heart and your presence to make love with. Your value as a lover cannot be reduced to the hydraulics below your waist.
Our next guest is Dr. Judson Brandeis, a board-certified urologist renowned for his work in men's sexual medicine. Dr. Brandeis has been consistently recognized as a top urologist in the San Francisco Bay Area and is known for his innovative approaches to sexual health. He's a national director of clinical excellence for GainWaves and has spearheaded groundbreaking research in shockwave therapy for ED. You can find his information also in the bio.
Hello, this is Dr. Judson Brandeis from Brandeis MD and Affirm Science in Northern California. And I was asked a question about erectile unpredictability. And this is a problem for a lot of men. And good erections depends on a number of different factors, including diet, right? So if you try to have sex after a large meal, blood is diverted to the intestines away from the penis, and so it may not be so easy to get an erection. In addition, your state of hydration. So if you're dehydrated, then your heart has to work harder to pump the blood to your penis, and so it may be more unpredictable and more difficult to get an erection. Sleep, right? If you're tired, fatigued, it's going to become more difficult for you to get an erection. And mood. So if you're anxious or depressed, you produce adrenaline and cortisol, which are hormones that work against erectile activity. Obviously, it's important to be attracted to whoever you're looking to become physically intimate with. And it's important not to have any guilt. So if someone's having an extramarital affair or they have religious hangups or other psychological hangups that can affect erectile quality, and also hormone variation is another factor that can affect quality of erection.
Joining us next is Caitlin Wee, a sex and relationship coach dedicated to helping men in becoming extraordinary lovers and partners. I personally love Caitlin's content. She has a really cool YouTube channel. You want to make sure that you're subscribing to all of her content because she gives out lots of free stuff. Caitlin's coaching focuses on ending premature ejaculation, preventing erectile dysfunction, and building unshakable sexual confidence.
Hi, this is Caitlin V, recording for the Sexology Podcast on cisgender men in long-term relationships dealing with erectile unpredictability. My advice for you is, number one, not to give up hope. When I think about erections, I think about them as a check engine light. We don't know exactly what part of the engine needs to be serviced. We just know that it's letting us know, or the lack of the erection, consistent way lets us know there's something going on under the hood that we've got to get checked out. So I always start with biology and biochemistry. That includes hormones as well as blood sugar, blood pressure, checking out the whole cardiovascular system. After we've done the physical body, I move on to the mental body. The stories that you tell yourself, the things that you think about yourself and erections, the words that run through your head when you think about hardness or trying to get hard or trying to have sex. Then the emotional body, the way that you feel, what's present, anger, disgust, resentment, joy, fascination, frustration. You know, our emotional body can have a tremendous impact on our ability to get aroused, to get hard, to reach orgasm. Moving on from there, I also think about the relationship, you know, the person that I'm with. Am I able to get an erection when I'm home alone, masturbating with porn, but not with my partner? That can give us a great deal to work with and can be a phenomenal indication of where we need to look in order to increase the likelihood of getting an erection with a partner. And then I move even further out into the social and cultural context. What kinds of stories were you told about erections? Do you have a relationship that with the religion or spirituality that erections are bad or dangerous or unwanted or undesirable? And moving even further out from there, your spiritual relationship to sex and your eroticism, your erotic life. I highly recommend that you look into practices like erotic meditation or lingam massage, which is a erotic massage to the male genitals that are designed to pleasure, yes, satisfy, yes, but mostly just touch the genitals, the cock, with love, with appreciation, with healing touch, instead of the touch of expectation, instead of the way that we usually touch cocks, which is with a desire for performance and expectations for them to behave in a certain way. Can we touch them just for their own pleasure, just for their own stimulation, just to waken the nerves, just to light up the blood vessels and the veins and the capillaries, and without the expectation that it should be able to get hard or to get off? There's a lot to say on this subject. I hope that this helps. This has been Caitlin B. You can find me on YouTube.com or on HBO Max, my show Good Sex.
Then we have Dr. Susie Gronsky, a licensed doctor of physical therapy specializing in men's pelvic and sexual health. Susie offers a unique perspective on addressing erectile issues through physical therapy and education.
Your penis is not a machine. It's not separate from you as a person and human being. Shift away from the limiting narrative of performative-based sex to pleasure-focused sex. Give yourself permission to absorb into your own pleasure experience without feeling responsible for your partner's experience or orgasm. Embrace that you are both sharing in your pleasure experiences together, where you both value flexibility and variability in your sexual experiences. Some sexual experiences may be so-so, some amazing, and some everything in between. Acceptance of each other, the situation, and the experience for what it is, without blame or shame, is crucial for a healthy sexual relationship.
And finally, we welcome Darshana Avila, an internationally recognized speaker, coach, and facilitator dedicated to nurturing erotic wholeness. Darshana's somatic approach to intimacy fosters personal and collective sexual liberation.
Hello there. This is Darshana Avila, erotic wholeness coach, sexpert from Netflix's Sex, Love, and Goop. And I'm happy to be here sharing a message with you today, penis owners who are listening to the Sexology podcast. I spend my days primarily supporting women and couples, so my advice to you is coming from the perspective of me holding a lot of space for that audience. And the thing that shows itself to be true over and over and over again is that what more people are needing and wanting in their relationships, and certainly what more women are wanting from their men and male partners, is whole embodiment, whole erotic embodiment. So what that means is that your penis is not actually the center of your sex life, but your entire body and your entire heart are integral parts of what's going to make for really satisfying, deep, juicy, delicious engagement that you can share with your beloveds. So the extent to which you learn to explore your erogenous zones beyond your cock, the extent to which you learn how to bring more and more of your heart and your vulnerability into your relationship, that's the extent to which you'll see your partner open in turn and the depth and breadth of your intimacy grow beyond your wildest dreams. I look forward to helping you do that, and I wish you all the best on your journey.
After chatting with those experts, it's pretty obvious that erectile dysfunction is a complex problem with psychological and physical aspects. But I'm glad our guests covered so many important facets of tackling this issue. Now, as we keep chatting, I'd like to share some thoughts that might strike a chord with many of you tuning in. So, pause for a second and think about the feelings that come up when you consider dealing with erectile issues. It's a topic we usually steer clear of, but recognizing and owning our emotions about it can really shape what we do next. From what I've seen and been through, one big emotion that lots of guys wrestle with is sexual shame. This emotion often roots from societal norms pushed by media, friends, and even partners, painting this picture that men should effortlessly perform in bed. There is this silent pressure that men should always be in charge sexually, piling on stress and feeding into feeling of not measuring up when faced with erectile problems. It's easy to take these challenges to heart as personal failings, leading to a cycle of shame and avoidance. But let's face the facts. Erectile issues are super common and usually have natural, manageable physical or psychological reasons behind it. By tackling these emotions upfront and seeking help, we can shake off that shame and take proactive steps toward understanding and dealing with erectile health. Now, let's delve into how shame manifests in the body and its detrimental impact on sexual performance. Shame is not just a fleeting emotion. It can take root in our bodies, affecting how we perceive ourselves and engage with others intimately. When experiencing shame, our bodies often respond with physiological changes like increased heart rate, muscle tension, and shallow breathing. These physical manifestations can create a vicious cycle, making the erectile issues worse and further fueling of inadequacy and embarrassment. It becomes a self-perpetuating cycle when the fear of failure leads to heightened anxiety, making it even more challenging to achieve and maintain an erection. Let's chat about how shame can mess with your body and sex life, inspired by a psychiatrist, Donald Nathanson's Compass of Shame. Nathanson split shame into four parts: withdrawing, attacking yourself, avoiding, and attacking others. When folks face erectile issues, shame can hit them in different ways, like pulling away emotionally or being super hard on themselves. Let me give you some example. For example, for emotional withdrawals, say someone dealing with erectile dysfunction, they might pull back emotionally by dodging intimate situations altogether. They could dodge getting close with excuses or grow distance from their partner. To handle this, honest talks with their partner can help share feelings in a safe space. therapy or counseling could dig into the roots issues behind pulling away. Next approach is self-criticism. Folks with erectile issues might beat themselves up, blaming their perceived flaws. They might soak in negative thoughts about their manliness and bedroom skills, stirring up feelings of inadequacy and shame. To fight criticism, showing self-compassion and challenging negative talk can help. We have an excellent episode in our archive around sexual self-compassion. You want to make sure that you're checking it out. Focusing on strengths and wins beyond the bedroom can boost a more positive self-view. Next common approach is blowing up at others. Anger and frustration often bubble up with erectile struggles, leading some to snap at partners or folks around them. They might dump their insecurities on others, straining relationships. To handle this, it's key to figure out where the frustration's coming from and talk about feeling openly. Couples therapy or relationship counseling can smooth out communication and tackle conflict better. So after listening to today's episode, you might be feeling inspired to tackle the issue of erectile dysfunction. But where should you begin? Start by considering the situation. Is it just happening with a partner, or are you facing challenges even when you're alone? If you already got high-tech gadget like FirmDeck device, and if you do, remember to use our special discount code to make sure that if you want to purchase it, you get 10% off. It's called Sexology. And trust me, I'm always recommending this, whether there are sponsors or not. And with those data, you can see that everything is in order. And then the issue might be rooted in psychological or relationship aspects. In that case, reaching out to a certified sex therapist could be a way to go. As a certified sex therapist myself, I'm here to provide support and advice. You can also check out the ASECT website. The spelling is A-A-S-E-C-T to locate a certified sex therapist in your area. So you might be thinking about giving coaching a shot instead. You might say, why therapy? Well, coaching can definitely help. It's crucial to tread carefully in this area. Coaching doesn't have a solid regulatory body, so pretty much anyone can call themselves a coach. This isn't to downplay the great work of our coaching buddies, but to stress how vital it is to find the right match for you. Personally, I suggest looking for coaches with a solid track record, awesome reviews from friends or folks you know, or those whose content and expertise you've been a fan of for a while, like our amazing guests, Caitlin V and Darshana. In a world where promises of quick fixes abound, it's crucial not to fall prey to empty assurance from random online courses. Choose support from professionals with integrity and credibility to avoid further feelings of defeat. Remember, you deserve effective, evidence-based support on your journey to sexual wellness. Thinking about another option, how about taking a course with someone? If erectile dysfunction isn't a big issue, but you still want to improve, a course could be just the ticket. Courses give you a structured way to learn and can be more budget-friendly choice compared to one-on-one session. Maybe you're curious about a coach's approach and want to dip your toes in before committing. Opting for their course can give you insights at a lower cost. Take our Optimal Performance course, for example. It's not just videos. You also get 2 hours of coaching, all for a fraction of the cost of my individual session. It's a smart way to work with me and tackle your concern affordably. When you're choosing a course, go for one that gives you live access to the instructor. This cool feature really gives you the best value for your money because you can ask questions, get personalized help, and truly get a grip on the material. Another thing to think about is that you might feel a bit awkward or shy about reaching out to a therapist or coach face-to-face. Going for a course has the perk of keeping things private, so you can learn about tackling your issues discreetly from your own comfort of your own home. Oh, and our courses has office hours when you can join in incognito mode with your camera off. This gives you a safe and private spot to ask any questions or share your thoughts without worrying about being judged or feeling embarrassed. We're all about creating a supportive vibe where you can freely explore and grow at your own speed. Hey, whatever path you choose, I encourage you to take action now. Whether it's trying out a suggestion we got from our guest or going for a strategy we talked about, the key is to kickstart it today. I've seen how sexual challenges can really shake confidence and affect overall well-being. By taking proactive steps to tackle these issues, you're not just looking out for your sexual health, but regaining control over your sexual confidence and quality of life. Just remember, progress happens step by step. So pick one thing to focus on and commit to making positive changes starting right now. Your journey towards sexual wellness kicks off with the first bold move. Thank you for joining us today on this insightful journey onto the complexity of male erectile issues. We've explored the emotional nuances, examined potential solutions, and provided a pathway for seeking support. Please reflect on what you learned. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Whether you're opting for therapy, coaching, courses, or mix, there's support to help you navigate confidently and resistantly. Take today's insight and turn them into steps for a healthier, more fulfilling sexual experiences. Your journey to sexual wellness starts now. Until next time, take care of yourself. This is Nazanin Mowally signing off from the Sexology Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Sexology Podcast. For more great content, visit www.sexologypodcast.com. Please be advised that information presented on this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health provider.